Wasn't out there.
Foligno's just maintenance day today.
Okay. Do you think he'll practice tomorrow or probably?
The plan is, yeah, plans for him to practice tomorrow, and then just trying to manage him a little bit for the games right now. Yeah.
The fact that Erickson, Eck, and Brodin were full participants.
That was good. I mean, that was the kind of they've been skating, and then we had a full 60-minute practice today where there was reading, reacting, some confrontational things, a lot of game situations. So both look good. So we'll see how they respond to that. And then we got another day tomorrow. But obviously for them to both be full practice players is a good sign.
Yeah. Fourth, like Thursdays, you would say they would be maybe possible or?
Yep.
It sounded like a lively practice. I mean, obviously the last couple of days haven't gone great for you in the standings. So was it nice to see them come in, upbeat today and put in that type of effort?
Yeah, I think anytime, in my experiences where you have the opportunity where late in the season where you can have 2 days off, I just think, the truth is really sometimes that one day you have off, you're not fully recovered. But I think the bigger part of it when you have two is the mental part where you can get away from it a little bit. And to your point, as we talked after the game against St. Louis, that, we've really talked with them about not trying to get too high or too low. We can't do anything about what was going on. And my message to them was enjoy the 2 days. Like, don't be, I know I didn't, scoreboard watch. Now we're back. And we had practice today. We'll have a good meeting tomorrow, another good practice. And then we get right back into playing. So I think as long as you can control your mindset as best that you can and stay focused on what matters, I think is important. And today was a good day for us.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't watch Vegas, St. Louis last night, just the two teams right ahead of you playing head to head?
No. I just, because, like I said, I think that we knew that we were going to be sitting idle for a little bit. So, that whatever is going to take place, it's going to take place. You don't have control over it. But as I said, now you come back and everybody's refocused. Now you're looking at it. Okay, here's where everything sits. And now we got to get back to work.
I'm sure you had an appreciation for Erickson, Eck, and Brodin, long before this. But are they the type of players that their impact almost gets magnified when they're not in the lineup? Like, you see what they do when they're playing, but then it takes on maybe a different, deeper meaning when, you probably wonder what those games might have looked like last week if they were involved.
Yeah, I think both of those two guys, I as you said, I would say coaching against them, that they're very good players, but then actually have an opportunity to coach them. And I would probably say even around the league, the Erickson X, I think credibility for Selke and things like that. I mean, this guy does everything at a high level all the time. You even Jonas Brodin, he's a, neither guy is the flashiest player, but I think if you really dig into what they bring to a team, the roles that they fill, the situations that they play in, the consistency that they play with, to me, they're, two excellent players, not only for the Minnesota Wild, but I think throughout the league.
So what do you spend tomorrow working on right before the game? Anything in particular that you want to shore up or?
Yeah, we have a couple different things. Today we had tomorrow would be power play. Today was penalty kill for the penalty kill, a segment of practice for that. A lot of times you have some power play guys that don't kill a lot in practice and then they're killing in the game. So today it was a kind of a mock power play. And then we had our killers, all the killers that actually penalty kill, go through it. Probably have the same thing with power play work tomorrow. A couple touch ups, I think, in our line rush defense. We worked on that today, touch up on a couple things in that tomorrow. And then, today was more of a work day. I think tomorrow will be a little bit shorter, but a good level of intensity and touch on a couple topics that we want to have tightened up going into the game.
Since you unplugged, did you not look back then, I guess, on that last game Saturday? Like, was there anything else? You've always talked about lessons. Was there anything else to take from that? Or you said, you just unplug and...
No. I mean, you do for that. I think that there was obviously the rush defense, but I think there was some certain situations that it wasn't necessarily rush defense coverage. There was breakdowns that led to some chances. And I think those are just, lots of times you see that the chance and you say, oh, it's an odd man rush, but sometimes it could be a battle in the offensive zone where we have a guy below the battle and the puck wins, the other way. And just little details, I think that can be tightened up in addition to just, when you're in those situations, how you can play them a little bit better.
Gotcha.
Did you have a bad feeling the second they took Faber? I mean, it seems like refs always just pick two in those situations, and unfortunately, the way that your blue line is right now without Rhodes, I mean, it had to be just a bad.
Yeah, you have a feel. I mean, you have a feel that obviously he's the number one guy going over the boards in that situation, and you know we have different guys bring different values, you know, to the team. And I think when you have Faber in the box and then Brodine out, then you are forced to play other players that 3-on-3 might not be their, you know, their key element in the game. So you know you're hoping to be able to get through it. You know, we almost did, but you know, unfortunately, we had a chance to win it. And Marco didn't get it. You know, he made a nice save on that one, and then obviously we gave up a big time chance on the goal against. Mm-hmm.